August 11th, Thursday.
We're back.
It's Aunt Winnie and her scammy psychic sidekick, Faraday. Well, okay, so a couple of things she'd said had come about, like Karen Sue's ex-husband coming to visit the next day, and my message being delivered when Dr. Jarvis had found the note my mom had written about the Army neurosurgeon. But I was still perturbed over the way she'd conned my aunt into buying those bogus amulets. How are you, dear? I visit your Facebook page every day. People all over the world know about Coma Girl. Your mother has been keeping me updated when she's not working. I understand her real estate business is booming from all the exposure. What? I didn't know Mom's business had taken off. And while some part of me knows Mom is probably concerned about paying the bills I'm accumulating, another part of me feels a little used. Well, you look wonderful, my aunt lied. Yes, so ethereal, Faraday added, like an angel. Mental eye roll. Faraday wants to see if she can connect with your thoughts again, my aunt said. I've been wearing my amulet every day. I hope you're closer to coming back to us. I'm just hanging out here in the spirit tunnel, waiting for a nudge. But out of love for my aunt, I played along as Faraday instructed my aunt to rub her amulet and recited a chant to help our minds find each other. Just in case her brain stumbled upon mine, I settled on an empirical plea to get someone to stroke my response center. Polish my nails. Polish my nails. Polish my nails. There she is, Faraday announced. Oh, how amazing, Winnie said. Polish my nails. Polish my nails. Polish my nails. Hello, Marigold. Thank you. It's good to see you again, too. Oh, brother, here we go. I'm here with your Aunt Winnie. She wants me to help you come back to your family.
Tell her she's a celebrity, Aunt Winnie said. I always knew she was a special one.
Aw, Aunt Winnie. You are a celebrity, Marigold. The entire world is calling you Coma Girl.
That's Coma Girl, my aunt corrected. You know, because of the coma?
Oh, right.
Really? Just really?
The entire world is calling you Coma Girl, she said. I can see you are still enjoying the spirit world.
Lady, would you shut up and listen?
Polish my nails. Polish my nails. Polish my nails.
Is she any closer to coming back through the tunnel? My aunt asked, her voice hushed. I have a blister on my thumb from rubbing the amulet.
Marigold, Faraday asked, are you ready to come back to this world?
Polish my nails. Polish my nails. Polish my nails.
Wait. She's speaking to me. She says to thank you, Winnie, for believing in the power of the scroll amulet to escort her home.
Ah! Oh! What else can I do? Winnie asked.
She says she'd like to talk to you directly.
How can she do that?
If you take my upcoming seminar on communicating in the next dimension, you can learn.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Of course I'll take it, my aunt said. How do I sign up?
I can take your reservation now. It's only $400.
Will you accept a credit card?
Yes, but I offer a 10% discount if you pay with cash.
I'll stop by the ATM on the way out.
Are you hearing this?
Wait,
Faraday said, her voice low and dramatic. I'm getting something else from Marigold.
What?
My aunt asked. The finger, if I could lift my hand.
This is strange. Is your family Polish?
No, neither her mother or father.
She keeps saying the word Polish.
Holy crap, the kook could hear me. But she couldn't get the word right? It's Polish, you thief, not Polish.
I wonder what she could mean, my aunt mused.
There's Polish sausage,
Faraday suggested, and Polish rye bread. Maybe she's hungry.
Does she like Polish dancing?
The polka? Not to my knowledge.
Wait, there was a Polish pope, wasn't there?
John Paul, I think. The second, and he died.
Faraday snapped her fingers. That's it. She's with Pope John Paul II in the spirit world.
Wow. What a whopper.
Winnie inhaled sharply.
She's with the Pope? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I have to get back to church.
I give up. Things had gone completely off the rails. She said to come back soon,
Faraday said,
and she will have more to tell. Marigold's story is far from over. I hope that much is true.